From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. President Obama is set to meet his Cuban counterpart Raul Castro Monday on the second day of his historic visit to the communist-run island nation. Mr. Obama is the first sitting U.S. leader to visit Cuba in 88 years. He restored diplomatic relations last year after a 55-year break. The president arrived aboard the aircraft Air Force One, greeted by Cuba's foreign minister, Bruno Rodriguez. The president took a walking tour of Old Havana with his wife and children and met with U.S. Embassy staff.
For the first time ever, Air Force One has landed in Cuba, and this is our very first stop. So this is a historic visit, and it's a historic opportunity to engage directly with the Cuban people and to forge new agreements and commercial deals, to build new ties between our two peoples, and for me to lay out my vision for a future that's brighter than our past.
Also Monday, Mr. Obama is to meet entrepreneurs and Cuban members of the civil society, including human rights activists, as well as deliver an address to the Cuban people later. As the president arrived Sunday, security officials arrested dozens of opposition demonstrators in Havana opposed to the Castro government. They were chanting, "Obama, Cuba has a dream." Kenya's military says it's killed 34 al-Shabaab militants in two separate clashes in southern Somalia. A spokesman said 13 militants were killed and a mid-level al-Shabaab commander captured in Sarira in lower Juba region. He said another 21 militants were killed Saturday after they ambushed a military convoy traveling near Afmadaw. The spokesman said two Kenyan soldiers were killed, five others wounded. In January, al-Shabaab militants overran a Kenyan military base in El Ad in Giro region, killing a large number of troops, although Kenya has yet to release a final death toll. This is VOA News.